Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Nursing Home Show, and I'm your host, Suzanne. I'm, you know, really happy to, you know, be part of this movement that we're making to get nursing homes to be converted into accessible housing. I made one or two calls, but I need to make more tomorrow in regards to the housing, you know, of people who leave these nursing homes. It's quite challenging, I would say, because we're trying to take people from their place that they're living in temporarily, which I'm going to say temporarily, of, you know, a nursing home. But now, you know, people are also talking about the economy. So with this devastating, you know, blow to the nursing home industry, it has, you know, people are, whenever we mention, let's, you know, close the nursing homes and open accessible housing, I don't know if Frank gets the same thing. He's going to be on in about, I'd say, a few minutes. I don't know if he gets the same thing when he tells people about the nursing homes. Also, we are actually going to, you know, have people, you know, help us, you know, when we notice that somebody in a nursing home, you know, needs to be out of the nursing home. So that's a good thing. We're going to see whomever calls us, and we're going to just, you know, put together, you know, something that people will know, like a pamphlet of sorts, so they know what we would like to do and how we can help their loved one and how we can get them out of a nursing home. The only thing that really bothers me, per se, is the money is being, you know, used sort of in a very interesting way. It's being taken from the resident. So if they wanted to move out, they can't because the money is taken from the residents, and we've been actually trying to, you know, see what we can do, you know, by law to see if we can change that. This is, like, unbelievably difficult in terms of, you know, going from the nursing home to the home care. But we'll get it done. I know it. We're very, very mindful of what goes on in the industry. And also, we'll, you know, make sure that people are aware that a certain thing is happening in the industry. I also have to check our petition and see how much has gotten on it. I'm also going probably tomorrow, maybe just speaking with somebody in relation to getting, you know, to a mall of sorts and have people start signing the petition. If I have to do that, I will. That's going to be my last resort, trying to get people to sign. And then I'm going to call the people over at Change. I want them to be aware that we're struggling. We had to create a new petition. I'm just letting everybody know so everybody knows where we're coming from. And they took down our petition because they, quote, thought it was somewhat offensive. Well, our new petition is up there, and I want to see if they can help us, you know, because I'm getting really fed up with people taking down our petition for no reason at all. But they didn't do it again. They only did it twice. I don't think everybody had that done to their petition. But anyway, I'm hoping that sooner or later we'll get some, you know, teenage kids to go around and who have a brother, older brother or sister, or a younger brother or sister to actually, you know, see, oh, this person is at risk of going into a nursing home. Let me see how I can help my brother or sister. If you have something like that, please, you know, get in touch with us tonight. If you'd like to speak, you know, to the host, you could call 213-816-1650. That you can talk to a host during the show. But also you can speak to the host after the show and leave your information, you know, by phone. If it's an emergency, let us know. If it's not an emergency, call back tomorrow type of deal. Then, you know, you could dial 631-224-3090. Again, 224-3090, and that's with the 631 area code. Well, our co-host has come in, and let's see what he has to say about your money being wasted in a nursing home. Anyway, here it goes. Hello, Frank.
In a sight. And thank you. Yeah, I have a lot to say about that subject. I think people should be very concerned about that. Because, you know, the government is pushing the interest rates higher and higher, and a lot of people are saying that's the wrong way to do it, you know. I think what they need to do is free up money that's being wasted.
I agree. You know?
And the money on these nursing homes are part of that, because people are not getting what they need in these nursing homes.
They're using
the money to abuse people, to treat them horribly, to leave them more vulnerable to infection and illness. You know, even this article, I don't know if you have it, I wanted you to read it tonight, but article from the Nurses Magazine acknowledged that the latest virus has made nursing homes a lot worse. And it's true.
That it has.
And it's not going to get any better. Not if they keep doing it in the same way. It's only going to get worse.
I have the article.
Yeah, so we need to get the message through to people and get them to sign the petition.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but one of the things that needs to happen is a horrible catastrophe in one of these nursing homes to wake people up. That's what this government is famous for. They don't do a damn thing until there's some kind of horrible catastrophe or event.
Well, skilled.
They don't do enough preventative.
They wrote this.
Now, what'd you say? You got the story?
Yeah, I do. A broken.
Yeah, can you read it? That's the thing.
A little difficulty with getting lower. It's not as dark, but I'll try my best, okay?
How long is the article?
Let me look. It's a stretch. It's got all the way till you actually go to the bottom of the page. It's got a lot of paragraphs.
Do they have any pictures in it?
Yeah.
Pictures of what?
Advertisement.
I can't hear you. Get closer to your phone.
Is that better?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Pictures of what?
Of all different, it says a broken system, and they have all glass shattered in the background. That's about it.
Let's see if you can read it.
I'll read a little bit.
We'll talk about it.
A broken system proposal to overhaul nursing homes laid out in landmark report. Okay. The way care is financed, delivered, and regulated in the nursing home sector is both ineffective and inefficient. Wow. That's a statement. A report from the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine found as significant strategic investment will be needed to improve what has become fragmented and unsustainable system. Right there, that says it all. Fragmented and unsustainable system. I say. That sets the ground for people to have, problems within a nursing home.
Well, read it, read it. Let's read the article. Don't put anything in there. I want to hear the article.
The wide-ranging report called for swift action, including establishing new standards to improve nursing home quality throughout the country. While the pandemic devastated the nursing home industry, it also served as an opportunity for change and an impetus to drive critically needed innovations to the sector. The Betty Farrell Report Chair, professor and director of nursing research and education at City of Hope. Okay, and he's not alone either, as the White House sweeping nursing homes reform package presented last month indicates there seems to be a growing appetite for rethinking the way long-term care is delivered. Farrell, which is that woman, Betty, hosted a webinar on Wednesday where she and her researchers presented their conclusions and recommendations in a 600-page report released on Wednesday. That's a lot of pages. Anyway, while some of the recommendations, like identifying pathways to provide financial incentives to nursing homes for adoption of electronic health records and health information technology are more modest, others, like transforming the way nursing homes are paid, ooh, bingo, I like that, have a potential for much further reaching implications. The study undertaken by Committee on the Quality of Care in Nursing Homes was sponsored by, John A. Hartford Foundation, the Commonwealth Fund, Foundation of Aging, the Jewish Healthcare Foundation, and the Fan Fox and Leslie R. Samuels Foundation. It included 17 community members across the long-term care space who worked for 18 months and held 6 public information gathering sessions to consider their recommendations. More needs to be done to strengthen the nursing home workforce, improve emergency preparedness, and the transparency and accountability of nursing home finances. The report found that can be accomplished by nursing home operations alone. What I think our committee learned is that this is a complicated puzzle by the pieces have to come together. We can't improve care unless we have a workforce in place that is trained to provide that care, Farrell told Guild Nursing News. And it keeps going. You want me to continue?
Yeah, what else is there? So far it says nothing.
Exactly.
General statements.
Can't have a workforce in place and pay people to have good staff unless we have regulation of the finances and the way the funds are spent, she added. Okay. National Aging Services Organization, Leading Age, called the report a piercing wake-up call. It sure is piercing for the entire sector. Let's see. The math is simple. Medicaid, the dominant payer of long-term care services, doesn't fully cover nursing homes. Ooh, interesting. Costs, especially the providing quality care. Leading age president and CEO Katie Smith Sloan said in a statement, as policymakers consider how to enact the report's recommendations, they must back their actions. Oops, sorry. Something popped up from my screen. Bear with me. I was reading. Okay. All right. Said a statement. As policymakers consider how to enact the report recommendations, they must back their actions with sufficient funding to make changes a reality. Without that, the committee's work will be for, oh God, my eyes are tricking me, naughty. I don't know what that means. Anyway, call for minimum staffing standards grows louder. And then it goes into another section here. Oh, wow. 2,500 more jobs lost. So I guess that was the nursing home industry, and that's why they're hiring people like crazy. They lost
what else?
Nurses.
Is that the whole thing?
I have, like, at least 10 to 20 in that range of paragraphs. It's a lot here.
That's a lot. That's a big article.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I didn't skip around. I just read what, you know. Governor Kathy Hochul delayed implementation of new staffing mandate in New York back in January, citing staffing shortages seen in facilities across the state. The law, which requires nursing homes to provide 3.5 hours of care per resident. They don't even do that. Sorry. Care resident per day. Okay. Officially went into effect on April 1st. So the governor ended the temporary pause. Still, Stephen, I guess, Hans, New York State Health Facilities Association president and CEO said, the laws do not reflect the current reality of New York's long-term landscape. Called it unworkable. It keeps going, Frank.
Well,
yeah.
It sounds like to me that they can't handle these nursing homes.
True.
You know,
I think that's
they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how the money is being spent. And that's a major problem. The workers are quitting.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And people are being neglected. They're not giving them at least the 3.5 hours, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing. It's horrible. So, you know, it shows you that the inner sight idea is right. Get rid of these damn places.
Why do you need them? You put them
and
back
Medicaid
in their home.
Medicaid doesn't even pay for the whole thing.
That's right.
Well, that's why they got to try to get people's assets.
I see
and,
that.
And what little money they have, and that makes it worse.
It does, because why are you taking from the person who needs it the most in this world, right?
This article proves that inner sight has the right idea.
Exactly.
It's horrible, and it's failed.
It gives me
chills
to see
has made it even worse. What?
It gives me chills knowing that they're just skipping around and not really, you know, giving you the heart of what needs to happen. What needs to happen is what we've addressed in our profession.
They're telling you how the system has failed.
Yeah, exactly.
They're admitting.
But how do you? Yeah, they are. Yep.
That it's no damn good. You know.
That's right.
Now, what we should do is try to get the name of the reporter in this article.
Yes.
We should try to get contact that person tomorrow and demand equal time that we have a solution to the whole thing.
Yes, we did.
You know? A solution that even helps the workers.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So we should try that first. Now, by the way, the phone number here is 213-816-1650. And let me just recognize a few people.
Okay.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank them for all their help. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster of Antio Quindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all the Texas children that perished in the shooting. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. You need dog food, cat food here on Long Island, call Nobody Starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And you can get free food for your dog, cat, and your medical.
Yeah.
For your animal. 631-484-3085. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy Realty. Don't forget our good friend Devin Fernandez at the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, call Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. That's the Third Eye Insight. All right. And let's see. What else? Oh, Silo. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Friday is their self-advocacy conference. Go to the website if you want to register. Phone number 631-880-7929 for Silo. All right. And find out more about the self-advocacy conference on Friday. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And someone is trying to reach me while I'm on the air.
Call in on the
radio number, 213-816-1650. And we'll try to get you on the line.
Yep.
All right, let's see. We got Able News in the wings?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, let's get the Able News on Inner Sight Live.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inside, this is our nursing home show, and the theme of tonight's show is how the money is being wasted and how people are being abused and how taxpayers are having to pay for that.
Yeah.
And if you need some proof of how this system doesn't work, read that article from the Nurses Magazine.
And
what's the name of that magazine?
Yeah. Skilled Nursing News. And the article...
Skilled... What?
Nursing News. Skilled Nursing News.
Skilled Nursing Aid?
No, News. News. N-E-W-S.
News.
News.
Skilled Nursing News. That article is proof positive that this system doesn't work. This nursing home system doesn't work, and it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tell you how it should be improved. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we do. Anthony.
Oh, all right. First of all, let me just say the inner sight idea, okay?
Go ahead.
Keep people in their own home. Take the burden off Cade. I mean, let them pay some of it, you know. But take the burden off by allowing the agencies, like all the independent living centers, let's say. And believe me, they would love to do it. All the independent living centers, all the other agencies for the elderly and so on, give them a mandate that they must fundraise to keep people in their own home. All right.
They would
set up
that.
A fund for what we call the Volunteers for Freedom, where certified home health aides can donate their time and be rewarded financially, in addition to working for the person. I mean, look at how the nurses could benefit from that. You know? They give 2 or 3 hours on a Sunday and will pay their car insurance or whatever it may be. All right. Let the agencies come in and use the concept to fundraise and raise millions of dollars and help people stay in their own home where they belong with the help that they need. Now, each individual will have to be evaluated as to the help that they need. Some people are going to need somebody to live in with them.
Right.
You know, if they have brain damage and they're going to wander out and all that, they need somebody who's going to have to live in with them, somebody who's well qualified and skilled and so on and so forth, somebody who gives a damn. Believe me, this day and age, a lot of people would jump at that.
Because you don't have
kind of a place.
Yeah.
Your phone's breaking up.
Oh, is that better?
Stop asking that stupid question. Anyway, this is the inner sight idea, and this would take a big burden off payers. If the agencies were allowed to raise money to help people stay in their own home, the Volunteers for Freedom Fund would help tremendously. Eventually, you may be able to turn that into use that entirely, the Volunteers for Freedom. I mean, why not? You know?
Yeah.
So there's some of the ideas. Bring in a television show twice a year, let's say, to raise money to keep people in their own homes. Outlaw nursing homes in this country.
There you go.
It must never start up again. Look at the mess they have now.
Yeah.
I mean, these nurses admit that they can't do it. You know, what are they going to do? How are they going to fix it? It's going to be the same old stuff.
Smaller, here's what they said.
Only on a different channel.
Right.
That's all it's going to be.
Yeah, I know.
Inasite is currently, along with Silo, currently researching and trying to find out if nursing homes are taking people's money illegally, taking their Social Security money and retirement money illegally.
That's
okay?
Great.
We're investigating that, and we're going to find out.
Yeah, we are.
And if it is, we're going to start it. We're going to have a major lawsuit.
Yeah, we will.
So there you have the way that this can be remedied. Keeping people in their own home. Get rid of these horrible places that cause infection and illness and destroys families, disrupts people's lives, take away their home, their business, every little thing that they have is gone.
Yeah, it is.
All right, you want to take a call or it's your show?
Yeah. I'll take Anthony. That's all we have.
All right.
Anyway.
From Brooklyn.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, I'm
doing
good.
Doing okay.
That's good.
Me too.
So here's my opinion on the nursing homes. I don't really think that they care about the idea of a burden. You know, I understand that we feel that, you know, it could be putting a burden on them, and they might feel that way too, but they're not ever going to tell us about that, and that'll be something they keep, you know, private and, you know, between them all, and that'll be just the part of a government responsibility that it always has been. But if they do change anything, all they would do is reevaluate the formula in which a nursing home gets paid the same way they reevaluated it with the home care agencies and, you know, try to put less people so they could pay less. And as far as the workers, maybe require less workers. And no, they can't handle it. You know, it's too many people for too few staff. We all know that. And they're not going to get that kind of quality care. But they're not going to, you know, close down the nursing homes. If it was,
well, don't say that.
That.
Never say never.
True.
Well, that's a positive way of thinking, and that's a good way of thinking. But like I've said, Frank, I have my serious doubts, because if it was illegal to take away people's money, the state would have gotten in trouble long ago, and the governor wouldn't have been able to do it. They have people that, you know, advise the governor on what's legal and what's not. And if it wasn't permitted, then, you know, he wouldn't have been able to do it. And this has been going on that way for years and years and years and years since Pataki was in office. And it hasn't changed. And,
well, I think,
you know,
it's going to go beyond legal. I think it's going to go to immoral.
It's immoral, but the government, you know, morals is the way you look at things. You know, that's your personal thoughts. The government doesn't get involved in
morals. No.
There's
millions of people in this country who don't want nursing homes.
We know that, but there's lots of things that we don't want that is going to be anyway, and that's sad. You know, I could sit and.
No. If we get enough people to sign this petition.
Why can't everything be perfect, Suzanne? Because life just isn't that way. We all
know
that.
We know that that's not the case, but let me interject on both of you. What I feel and what I think is that people want, okay, it doesn't matter how we get there, this is what they're thinking, as long as we get the change that we need. The thing that bothers me more than anything is that these people, all their
hard work, you know, for, you know, the government in the past is now being used by not them but other people. And that bothers me a lot.
No, we don't want perfect. We just want people to remain in their own home.
All the government's money is poured into a pot and is used for whatever. You know, people pay their taxes, and that's, you know, whatever the money goes to is whatever the government decides it goes to. And one of those things, you know, even if we like it or not, is the nursing homes. And we have no choice to decide.
The money. They do.
Your phone is...
Yeah, we do have a choice. That's why we're on Inner Sight.
How is that so? People pay their taxes regardless of where the money goes.
We're enlightening them. We're teaching them. We're waking them up slowly by slowly.
I appreciate it, you know, because it's interesting and it's something to listen to and to educate yourself
it's
further.
It's more than that.
But
it's
Frank,
more than that.
I firmly believe that the world is well educated on it, and you know,
this
well
article,
aware that
this article in this Nursing Skill magazine proves that Inner Sight is the answer. They can't handle this system.
Well,
they don't
know
what the hell to do with it.
They can't handle it and the way it is, but they're only going to change the formula in which the nursing homes are paid. They're not going to put everyone in their homes like we would like.
The key to all this is the money.
Right. And then the burden would fall back on the managed care plans, and then you would have all of these people from the nursing homes back in their homes, which would mean you would have to hire more aides, and then they
set up the Volunteers for Freedom.
The government does not allow anyone to volunteer. They
I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about a private setup.
That's something different, and that's great if we could do that.
Private
but,
setup.
But if it's going to go that way, but we would have to have a lot of money to, set up services.
The United Way to help
these people. Good luck, Frank.
Oh, they would. Believe me, they would. If we got enough recognition, they would help.
I don't think United Way has all that much money. And
they got plenty of money. They have the ability to raise it.
To pay for free home care for everyone in the country.
No, the Volunteers for Freedom.
You're saying that United Way would pay for home care for everyone.
I think they would
the
help
country.
Us raise the money to set the fund up.
Pay for home
and
care
also,
for everyone in the country.
Produce a television show twice a year to raise the money.
You could produce
bring in all the celebrities.
MDA has been trying to raise money for years, but guess what? They haven't been able to raise that much to pay for home care for everyone in the country. It still falls on the government. All these private organizations and 501c3s have for years, and they still haven't raised enough for that. We know that. I mean, do you have any idea how much this projected
cost? Yeah, because the nursing homes are still there. You get rid
That's
of them,
right.
and you'll see how much better.
They cannot change.
The money will come in.
The nursing homes. There isn't a lot of most people's eyes, in enough people's eyes in the world, in the government's eyes, a need for nursing homes. And as long as they feel that there is a need, they will always be there. And, there will always be someone that needs to be there, Frank.
I don't agree.
I
disagree. I believe we can get rid of them.
I believe we
the nurses themselves admit that they're no good.
Right, but they continue to work there because they don't care and they get paid. And that's that.
A lot of them quit.
And,
they
right,
don't want to work
but
there.
They move on to other jobs, and it has nothing to do with concern for the patient in many cases. It's just a personal decision to benefit oneself. That's all it is. and
we can give the nurses better jobs with this inner sight idea.
Right.
Every nurse in this country can have a better job.
Through United Way, they can support the world. Why?
Because he or she can work their regular time, and then if they want to, once or twice a month, they can be a volunteer for freedom, and we'll help pay some of their bills.
If you want to, but it's not a responsibility or an obligation. And in order
to volunteer
to make sure that people get the service that they need, that people don't, you know, get neglected because the person doesn't want to do it anymore, you have to pay people.
Oh, look how they're not going to be. They're not going to be any more neglected than they are in the damn nursing home. That's for sure.
I understand that, but they're in a facility, so they are covered with an excuse because they're in a facility and it's manned 24/7, and then they're told that we do the best we can to take care of them and get around
to this article. It's not manned
as we can.
They're in
a facility, not at home, where there is a risk that there will be no one, and then you would have to call the ambulance because they cannot stay without anyone, and then have to go to the hospital and fill up beds unnecessarily with people who were in the nursing homes who don't have AIDS and don't have care because the Volunteers for Freedom program cannot fulfill.
No system is perfect, but it would be a hell of a lot better than what we got now.
It won't be perfect, and the nursing homes aren't perfect, but it's what we have and is there, and it looks like, to me, Frank, it always will be.
You got to stop thinking that way.
I can't help myself.
That's not an inner sight thought. That's your thought.
It's my thought. But we're allowed to express it, and it's a free country, and we all have free will and the right to feel the way we do, and that's it.
We can't hear you, Suzanne. Your phone is all crazy, and you're mumbling. And
you must
what do you want
to
say?
To your phone and put your mouth in the mouthpiece. Speak.
I did. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, everybody. Listen, I myself last week was at a point to pull my hair out, okay?
Uh-huh.
People were that if you don't get an aid, you'll go back into the nursing home. Now, I wasn't going to do that. I found my aid because what had happened was somebody made an
aid,
and my CPAP was not set up properly. So they were going to put me in a nursing home without even asking, number one, what I wanted. Number two, we had to make a very quick change to another agency. So that said, I think I got away with that by the bare of my teeth, you know, gripping onto the situation to say, listen, I don't want to be placed in a nursing home, and they did not care about what
I said. You would not be placed in a nursing home. They would just give you an aid through an agency and provide you traditional home care. Not through the CDPAP program with people you know. They would send you a stranger.
To a different, when I brought them there, I failed my aid to being with another, you know, agency and then just go to the other agency. They wanted to just, you know, put me away. Let's put it that way. That's how
they
wouldn't
put
you
away,
in other words.
Until your aid goes to the other agency, and if you don't have another one to cover your own case, you would have to go to a regular agency and be served through a traditional home health aid and in a traditional agency in a traditional way for a short time. That's all.
Well,
why did they threaten her?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I've never heard of such a thing, but it's probably
come on. Happens every day of the day. What are you talking about? You never heard of such a thing. Happens all the time with these agencies.
Frank,
They look interested
in this
excuses.
Infatuation.
In these damn
the coordinators
places.
Don't make
I wouldn't
up
be
stories
surprised
like
if they're getting
that.
A kickback
it
from
comes
them.
From the insurance, and they tell you Suzanne, we're going to have to give you an aid through a traditional agency where you can find someone immediately to fulfill your immediate needs. It can happen all the time to anyone, and all they have to do is change paperwork. Suzanne, I won't argue this fact with you. I know home care. I'm sorry, Mrs. DeRosi Ferraro, that's all. Case dismissed. We're done. And I'm
why would they threaten her with a nursing home?
Mr. Perino, the case
whole,
is over.
This whole process.
Mr. Perino. Mr.
All right,
Perino.
Get the hell off my show, then. Get off.
I'm done. Stick a fork
Good.
In me. I'm
Bye.
Done. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Point is, why would they threaten you? Suzanne, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why would they threaten you after the fact that you've applied for the nursing home waiver business?
Yeah.
You know? And that's on that's still being considered, you see. That doesn't protect you.
Right.
How does that protect you? What the hell good is it if they can still threaten you? While the damn thing is pending.
That's the problem right there that I don't like, that it was pending and they were threatening me while that stuff is still pending.
Yeah, that's what I
and
mean.
Then I, you know how long
that's how bad
waiting?
The system is. That's a big reason why we got to get rid of these friggin' devil places.
Mm.
These nursing
homes. You know what else is that when I put forth you know, everything and actually got, you know, to the point that I'm going to get these in November. Well, guess what? It never came in, you know, it's not going to be coming in November. It's going to be way after that because they never processed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not the nursing home transition program, but the other one, the TBI waiver program. I was totally, you know, frustrated.
And the fact that they threatened you shows that these programs cannot protect you.
No, they can't.
You can't say to them, "Hey, you can't threaten me. I'm on this waiver thing." No,
I wish we
it doesn't
could.
Work that way.
I wish we could.
It should be that they can't threaten you because the waiver thing is pending. They got to wait for the outcome. They don't even give you that. How dare you threaten me? That should be against the law if you've applied for the waiver.
That's what it should be, but that's not what it is, which really a lot of things should be. And what we need to do as
And they probably do it to people every day. People get frightened.
Yeah.
And they do what the agency wants them to do.
I'm not frightened anymore. That's the
And
sad
the damn
part.
Insurance company is a part of it.
Yeah. It is. They want their money, period, the government.
If you would have a different system, people could buy their own insurance.
That's what I'm thinking of doing. Really, I am.
Okay.
And after getting out of this whole Medicaid.
Buy your own insurance.
Right. I found out.
And not have to deal with all this crap.
Remember when I told you about our friend who lives in Farmingdale? Right? He's on a wheelchair and all of that. He has CP himself. Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to mention it. I might not want his name on air. That's why I'm leaving it blank. He's tried so hard to get the nursing home waiver and diversion to help him. He was on it. He was through everything. He had everything set up and everything, and then they just took it away from him. I'm not happy about that. You
well,
want
now,
more?
Wait a minute. There's more to that than you know. Remember,
I
they
know,
have
I
a,
keep...
the independent living has a contract with the state. They cannot violate that contract or they'll lose their money. And we don't know what happened. Why did they take it away?
I don't know. I got to find out more.
See? You got to look at the whole picture. But this article that you read in part definitely strengthens the inner sight position.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't ever
I want to
feel...
talk to this magazine editor and demand equal time. Forget the reporter. We got to get the editor.
That's true. That is true. We can get the editor and see what they're planning to do, Frank.
You got to look it up tomorrow, and we'll make a three-way call.
Okay.
See if they'll give us equal time.
And if they do, you think that they'll accept recording what they have said?
If they do, I'm going to try to bring Lavinia in on it. She's a nurse.
Yeah. She's a nurse. Yep.
They'll listen to her more.
That's true.
She could say, I'm an inner sight nurse.
Right. You certainly can.
And let's see if we can get equal time and tell how it should be and why and how we can help these nurses have better jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do their regular job, but be rewarded under the Volunteers for Freedom to put if they put in extra time. Well,
yeah.
As a volunteer.
My aide said she would do it.
Of course she would do it. We don't have the money.
I know.
Who the hell wouldn't do it?
Right, exactly. She needs somebody to pay her. She calls it her mortgage, but it's really rent. I never seen anything that high in my life.
How much is her mortgage?
No, it's a rent bill. She calls a mortgage. The rent is Hempstead. She lives there, and it's $2,900. They just upped it to that. She is definitely
all right, $2,900.
Right.
If she donated her time, a certain amount of hours, and we had the fund, let's say we had $50 million in a fund,
mm-hmm.
that'd be nothing to pay for her.
Yeah.
And we
it
could use
be.
It to fundraise.
Also, emphasize this a lot. We have to stay together and strong, period. If you're together and strong, you will fight
sure
this, and you'll be able to, you
well,
know. But people sort of pull themselves away from what's going on at the moment. It tends to draw away from the issue at hand. So
the independent living centers are limited. Right now,
yeah, no.
I'm trying to find out if we can hold a news conference at our independent living center. You know, you can't just call them up and say, hey, we want to get rid of the nursing homes. Let's have a news conference.
It has to be.
They can't do that.
So,
that's part of the
can.
Problem.
It is the problem. Not part,
part
of it.
Part of the damn ass problem. Why
it
we
is.
Have these nursing homes. Do you realize that if all these independent living centers could do what they wanted, these nursing homes would be gone in a couple of years.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Because these politicians would be so damn embarrassed that they'd say, give it to them. Give it to them.
They're on that verge, by the way. That's why we have to get in touch with these people as soon as possible.
That's what would happen. I'm telling you, man. So inner sight
How
has to do it.
That we predicted, too, and we kept, you know, coaching people and seeing that people hear, you know, what we say and see what is going on, and how many minds have we changed? Because I'll give you one mind that was very, very upset when her mom wasn't with her. Now, both, you know, Mary and Maureen have never been with each other the whole, you know, time. You know, Maureen was
854
know,
New York Live, Inner Sight. Yeah. Everybody I talk to hates nursing homes.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of them.
Everybody wants me to take them out
you know.
Of the nursing home if somebody puts them in. I'm like, whoa.
We got to get names on that petition.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's one of the number one priorities.
So,
somebody has to get out there in the public in a mall.
Yeah.
And get names on that petition.
That's true.
We need somebody to do that. I can't do it. I do the service dog thing. I can't do both.
No. I'm going to go to the mall. I have to get a price, though. So I got to see what, you know,
we need
going
that. We need to reach people who are going to say, hey, I want to donate X amount of dollars.
Let me explain.
There's a lot of people out there who would donate money to this. I'm telling you.
Everybody here in New York has it great compared to what Florida is. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to stick by it. What happened, went to, you know, not have her be placed in a nursing home. I said, give me, because she needs rehabilitation. I said, okay, here's what you could do for me. You could then put her in an acute facility and send her to the rehabilitation. Do you know how many times you want an acute facility? Otherwise, she's not going. That's what I said.
The average person is going to wind up in a nursing home.
Yes.
Whether they have a pension or not. Even if they have a pension, they could still wind up in the nursing home.
Right. Yes, they will. Because the processed foods, and I'm going to go straight back to what people eat, what people, you know, are doing, you know, harmful to their body, and it's just going to happen. You'll see all of a sudden, you know, somebody will need a nursing home, and you're like, oh, that person needed a nursing home. I never saw that they were not helpful to themselves. They make it so easy for people to go into a nursing home, but they don't make
the
it so easy.
The system is set up
to
put people into nursing homes, even though there's this waiver stuff. What you said a little while ago is the proof.
Right.
They threatened to put you in a nursing home.
Yes, they did.
You know?
I said, do you know
and they would have called the protective services.
Right.
And you would have been railroaded.
That's right. Like my mom, I just opened my big mouth.
Because you don't have the money to stay out.
You know, I am so thinking of doing that, finding a way to, you know, not have to go into a nursing home myself. You know, it's kind of hard because, you know, the belief in what people feel.
Well, here's another thing. I don't know if there is such a policy. Is there an insurance policy to keep people out of nursing homes?
No.
There you go. There's the answer, see? Why not?
Yep.
Why not?
Because they don't want that to happen, Frank. If they
Your phone broke up. I don't understand what you said.
We'll get a second, so.
Your phone is all gobbled. I can't understand you.
Yeah, because the prompt came right in the middle of my conversation for the show. So, basically, I'd like to end the show on a positive note. I want people to know that we're
repeat that last thing you said.
I forgot.
There should be an insurance policy in this country to keep people out of a nursing home. Now, even if the disabled person can't pay it, you may be able to get somebody to donate it.
That's true. Yeah.
Any insurance company out there, you know, put up an insurance. We need an insurance policy to keep people out of a nursing home.
Right.
So that the person can pay it themselves and not have to bother with any of these agencies or any of these damn organizations.
They're very expensive, and they don't take...
Maybe we can get a company or somebody to donate some of them.
I hope so. It's called long-term.
It was something like that.
We got
anyway, in a sight.
Yep, you can close it.
Goodbye, world. Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay.
Host. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Everybody. Good night.